tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. In a little more than 6 hours now, Santa will launch from the North Pole. The North Pole is under siege from a massive winter blizzard, but elves in the tracking department are counting on no delays in getting Santa underway. We go now to the sleigh barn to check in with Elf Mitch, where preparations are being made for the crowd that is expected to gather to see Santa take off. Mitch, is there much activity to report at this time?
Negative, Frank. We do have a few early arrivals, the real diehards who want front row seats, but the sleigh is still being outfitted with the bells and the reindeer are in isolation. It's pretty quiet here, even at the bedding window.
The bedding window, Mitch?
Yes, it's a new feature this year, kind of like you'd see at a horse race, Frank. The elves like to bed with sugar cookies. That's a North Pole tradition, so the activities department this year has set up a few windows where elves can start placing early bets. Traditional bets cannot be taken until 2 hours before scheduled lunch, so they are expecting these windows to be very busy here in a few hours.
I've heard about the sugar cookie bets for many years now, and because I work every Christmas Eve, I don't get to participate in that myself. Is it hard to do?
No, most elves do it online, Frank, and I can send you the link so you can participate if you want, but placing the bet in person with actual cookies is something some elves really like to do.
Indeed, we live in a magical world, Mitch. Thanks for that report. From the North Pole Newsroom, where we always bet our cookies on Santa, I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.